Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Beautiful. We're back. Okay. Thanks for tuning in with us. And again, hope you had a safe and sane 4th of July. We've got calls coming in. Dr. Allen, are you ready for calls?
I'm ready.
Let's rock and roll. Yeah, Ronan, we're ready. Let's get them calls. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see what we've got coming off here. We've got calls coming in. We love that. We're so glad you're with us. 323-203-0815 is the call-in number. And obviously, some of you know that. So, caller, are you on the air with us? Awesome. Do you have a question?
Hi.
Yes. Hi, Callie. Hi, Dr. Pat Allen.
Hello.
Hi. Basically, I was in a relationship with a man. He is from Sweden, and we dated off and on a couple of times. So last year in July, I broke up with him, and 7 months later, he came back. So as part of the agreement, I wanted to have a couple of times each week. I want to have a couple of time, a couple of phone calls and spend time whenever possible. But so far, he has not been fulfilling the agreement. I feel so disappointed, and I want to break up with him. But before I do that, I want to check with you and see if I'm covering all my bases, because there is very strong chemistry. And the fact that
for both of you or just for you?
For both of us, we have strong chemistry.
Then why are you saying that he's not coming after you?
I feel like he is a very passive aggressive man. He's very gentle. But he never called me, and he would disappear to 1 to 2 weeks at a time. And
why don't you let him disappear so that you maintain your position as a woman? I'm hearing that he can trigger you with his passive-aggressive, don't keep your agreements, so that you end up chasing him. He gets a free wife, free girlfriend, free sex, free whatever. What is the reason you need him instead of want him?
I really like him, but I have listening to you. I really like him. And the chemistry is off the charts. I feel that my body wants him for me, but
I can feel your body wanting him. What is the reason that you're calling me to ask me how to get his body up to yours?
Well, I'm at a point that I feel that just being passive.
There is no feeling. Wait a minute. There
vulnerable.
Is no feeling called that. How are you feeling about not being wanted enough?
Not good.
All right. So you're getting manipulated into chasing him. You want to be a sperm cell? Be one.
No.
Well, then.
I
enjoy when he comes near you and enjoy when he's away.
And
you have a one.
Yeah, I understand that.
And your want is causing you to be tempted to be male. But once you're male, he owns you.
Right. And on the same talking, there's somebody else that has been chasing after me and promised for marriage. And I am getting to the point I'm seriously considering that. But then I also wonder if it's because he triggers me and I feel pissed off and want to punish him. I guess in a way that would be
Or you want to reward yourself with the man that wants you as much or if not more than you want him. Do you want to be cherished for your feelings or do you want to be respected for your brains and your manhood? Tell me.
I want to be cherished.
Well, he doesn't want to cherish you. He wants you to want him bad enough to chase him. I have no problem with women being men. Do you?
I don't want to be in male energy. And
then please stop chasing him. Please.
So I don't want to chase him. I wonder if it's even necessary to make appointment and just break up.
Anytime you make an appointment to ask him to do something to cherish you, you're the man.
Okay. Should I just go ahead and start dating other people?
About cherishing me. When would it be convenient now? You know what? You don't want me enough. And I want you more than you want me. And I don't like that. So I want you to want me. Then. And then
okay.
I would say,
so basically,
and what's the price tag for not wanting you? The price tag of not wanting you is enjoying him not wanting you. Hi there, friend. What's friend? We're friends. I thought we were lovers. I thought so too, but we're not.
Okay. So don't do anything and just enjoy being away.
Wait a minute. When he says, why don't you ask for sex? I haven't given you sex in weeks. Why don't you ask for it? What would you say?
I don't want to be someone chasing after you. If you don't want me enough, then I'm okay, perfectly fine to be friends.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's just beautiful.
Okay.
Have you got it?
I think I get it. Basically,
when a woman wants, she's the man. When the man doesn't want, passive-aggressive or otherwise, he's the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a right to be the woman. I have no problem with men being women. I have no problem with women being men, except I need one of each. Otherwise, I've got two men's button heads, or I've got two women pulling at each other's guts, genitals.
I think I get it. Can I tell you my action? Just make sure I'm on the right track. Basically,
well, I think I got the action, but you can tell me again.
Just not do anything. Enjoy being away. If he contact me, ask me a question, answer his question, and leave it.
Yes.
As that. Okay.
What questions are you talking about?
Well, if he asked me, why don't I call him? Why don't I want him?
And what was your answer to him? What was your answer to him?
I want to be the female energy. If he doesn't want me enough and doesn't want to cherish my feelings, I'm fine with just being friends.
You know what? Sounds good to me.
Okay, that's simple enough. Thank you so much. I get it.
That's right.
I'm so
grateful. See, when a woman is passive, patient, and vulnerable, she's a girl. When a man is passive aggressive, he's a girl.
I kept thinking I kept thinking maybe has a lot to do with where he's from. You know, in his country.
From?
He's from Sweden.
You know that I and 9 other people from America, 10 sex experts, we did a series of films for them to use on TV. I've got news for you. In Sweden, men like being girls, women like being boys. The government, however, doesn't like the lack of marriage. So I and 9 other people put on tape, film, how to get married. And you know what I say. I need one man. I need one woman. It doesn't matter, you know, who's the man, who's the woman. I just need one of each.
Got it. I feel so much better talking to you.
Well, that's because I'm giving you an answer. That is an answer. Helen Fisher, in her book, Why Him, Why Her, refers to the sexual premise of men being masculine because they're on testosterone, whatever, and women are on estrogen. So in the old days, women used to bitch and moan about all he wants is sex. In today's world, women are saying, where did he go?
Yeah.
Okay.
It definitely gets complicated.
So
thank you,
practice.
Dr.
You're welcome.
Will do.
Thanks, caller.
Have a great evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I think we've got more calls coming in, Dr. Allen. But until then, I have a quick question to ask you from our...
What are you going to ask
other,
me? Ask me.
Our other audience, and they want to know, why do women like having their cats and dogs in bed with them with their partner?
Why do women like their dogs?
And their cats in bed with them with their mate.
Because cats and dogs don't talk back, and they generally are giving, protecting, and cherishing. And basically, women like comfort dogs, comfort cats. You see?
Yeah.
And men have them, too.
Ah! Yes, they do. Hey, we've got a caller. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
My question is, I'm 35, and I met a guy online.
You met him? You met him? You talked first?
He asked me.
You were the man?
Out. No, he
okay,
asked
he
me
Okay, he was
out.
The man. I
he
don't mind if
out.
You're the man, but I want you to say, I want to be the man.
No, I read your books, and I really decided I want to be the woman, so I tried to do that in this relationship, and it worked pretty well, and I liked how it felt.
I understand.
So that was good. So we actually really clicked, like, intellectually, physically. I felt like our values were really similar, and our first conversation on text message, he asked me what I wanted long term, and I said I want 3 kids and a cool husband who I get along with, and he's like, oh, I want 4 kids and a wife I can whatever. do some hobbies and things with, and we just seem to like have the same plans, but he's also like,
you were compatible. How much chemistry did you have? How much chemistry?
Like physical
pheromones.
Chemistry?
Oh, yes.
Like,
good.
Really pretty great.
And you were compatible? Did you communicate?
Like, one time he said, oh, we should go home and do a personality test because, like, I feel like we're the same person. We're just almost like best friends. Like, it was cool. Like, we'd like to do the exact same thing.
Okay.
And
what are you asking me?
So, we dated for 2 months and everything was going really well, but then I found, my friend found his dating profile, like he uploaded new pictures to his dating profile, and we had talked about being exclusive like a month before, like he said he wasn't on there anymore, and even the week before, like as a joke, I said, oh, your profile was so terrible, but so is mine, and he was like, oh, I'm not even on there anymore. And then at the same time, like he's signing his divorce papers. So anyway, like he started, sometimes he would still say, like he would talk about like us long term. But then sometimes he'd be like, oh, you know, I'm going through the meat grinder with my divorce. And like, I don't know if I ever want to get married again or have kids. And I just thought he was having a bit of a difficult time, but that I would like ride it out and see if he would change his mind, like not change his mind, but just sort of get through this difficult part and then come back to what he had originally.
What are you asking me?
So anyway, I confronted him about the dating profile I said, what do you even want? And he's like, I don't know. And that's where we left it. And we haven't talked since, and I just don't know if what I should do. Like, I think it's over.
What you should be is dating two other men at least, plus him, and letting him get to the place where he knows what he wants.
But we haven't. I reached out to him a week later because I was so mad when I confronted him over the phone. Like, you know, I just said bye, like it was over, and he didn't reach back out. And so I said, hey, do you want to talk? And he's like, I need some time right now. He texted me back saying he needs some time right now. So I haven't reached back out because I don't want to.
So you said no. You said no. I want you to know if you want to marry me now.
No, when I found the dating profile, I was really upset because honesty is like quite a high value to me. And I said, well, you said you weren't on here. And like now I see these pictures, like, you know, what's this about? And he said, oh, you know, I have this weird fascination with the online. And I know I laughed when I saw the photos because I know he's just a big flirt and I don't really mind as long as, you know, he's loyal, like physically.
Is it a deal breaker?
For me?
Yeah.
That he had those pictures up there?
Yes.
No, it's not. It's kind of interesting. I mean, as long as it was just flirtation, like, I kind of get it, you know? Like, he's just...
So, are you having intercourse with him?
No. So, following your rules, we did have, like, oral sex, but not, like, you know, intercourse. And he's kind of conservative, too, so we thought it was kind of nice to save that till, you know, a really important day for both of us, or like when we're married, just to save something for that time. So it kind of worked out, but I think he was also kind of on the fence of what he wants long term, so he didn't.
I know, that's what I hear.
Yeah. So I just really have never met anyone like him, and I really think it could work out, but the timing seems shitty, and I just don't know what to do. Like, I don't think I should
date
him.
Why don't you just date him plus a couple other guys?
Well, he's not asking me out.
No one.
But he hasn't asked
me out. No intercourse.
I know, but he's not asking me out, so it's not like I can reach out to him and ask him out.
Yeah, but doesn't he have 8 weeks, Dr. Pat?
Yes.
What?
He asked for time to think.
He has 8 weeks to ask you out.
He asked for time to think, so I haven't bothered him. I've let him.
Right, that means that's his 8 weeks right now. What is he doing right now, Dr. Allen? He's thinking. He's ruminating, right?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think she understands that, Dr. Allen. Could you explain that whole rumination thing in the 8 weeks?
Well, when human beings, is he right or left-handed?
He's left-handed. He's, like, very emotional and logical. Like, that's the thing. He's
well,
not, like,
then
guy.
He may very easily want to be polyamorous and have as many wives and girlfriends as he wants. So,
okay.
All I require is that you have the same freedom he does.
Okay.
So, are you willing to date him plus two other men?
Forever?
Are you willing
no.
to date him and two other men?
Yeah.
Well, then do it.
Are you willing to wait for him to contact you? He's got 8 weeks to not contact you. He's got 8 weeks to ruminate, think about whether he wants to.
Is that true? Like, should I wait 8 weeks before I reach out
no,
to you?
No, no. No, he already told you. You've already caught him on the website. You've already caught him lying. So why don't you just buy into his program and you be polyamorous too?
Okay, but he's been silent now for a week. Like, what am I supposed to do? Call him?
No, you're not supposed to do anything. You're supposed to date other men and entertain yourself. But don't have intercourse with them.
Just wait for him to reach out to me?
Wait 8 weeks.
Okay. And what if
he
doesn't reach out?
He's deciding whether he wants you or not.
Does that hold true even for a left-handed man?
A left-handed man is more tempted to be polyamorous than a right-handed man.
Okay. So, I should just wait for him to reach out to me and in the meanwhile date other men.
Why not? Why not?
My heart is broken. So.
See, what you are is mad, and you want him to do it your way, and he won't do it. So you're thinking of how can I punish him, and you can't punish him because punishing him is mother. Mother is masculine, and he doesn't want to be your son.
I don't want to punish him. I just want to see if there's still hope for this, because I really...
I got news for you. You won't find that until he asks you out and asks for monogamy.
I know. And the other hitch is he's moving away for school in September for 8 months, and then he'll be back, but it's a bit, like, shitty timing.
I got
everything.
News for you. He's got a complicated life.
I do?
He does.
He does.
Oh. Do you think I should just forget about him or just sort of see how it goes? Like, just not reach out?
What do you think I'm going to say? What do you think I'm going to say?
I think you're going to say, wait 8 weeks, then write a hi-bye letter.
Yep, that's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
In fact, you can write the hi-bye letter now just to get it off your chest.
And send it to him?
Not till the 8 weeks are over.
Okay, and don't call him or reach out.
No.
Right.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Guess about me.
What? Thanks, caller.
Thanks. I said, what
Bye.
If you forget about me? Bye.
Bye. Yeah, that's at 8 weeks. We'll see what he does. We hope he'll call back and let us know one way or the other. And let's see if we've got some more calls coming in. Let me ask our switchboard. Hey, Ronan, we've got more calls? Because if we do, we're ready to rock and roll. All right. He's saying yes. We have some more calls coming in, which is fabulous. We love it. All right.
Hello?
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen live. Do you have a question?
Yes. Can I ask a quick dream question, Dr. Allen?
No.
Oh, no dream. No. But I will say this. Dr. Allen does private appointments for dreams. Easy to do and fantastic. Info at drpatallen.com. Book one or come down to one of our dream classes. Shameless plug, and I love it. Anyway, caller, go ahead with your question.
Okay, I have another question then. So I've joined match.com, and I've created a profile. It's been about a week and a half. Yes, and so I get a lot of messages, but I've noticed this pattern, because I love to meet. I don't mind meeting with strangers. I feel a lot better doing that rather than writing to them.
Fine. I like them all.
Yeah. Two men asked me out, and I said, sure, yeah, I'd love to meet with you. And then they disappeared. What does it mean?
What it means is you're too expensive, too virtuous, and they want free. They want cheap.
But, you know, their last sentence in my profile is this, quote, I'm not into anything fast, comma, so if you're looking for a quick hookup, don't waste your time. So... That's
good.
My marketing. I'm receiving those. I need to.
I understand that, but they like to test to see if you're going to hold up.
Interesting.
Yeah, because nobody's going
to
say.
Listen to me. Men play with vaginas. They marry virtue.
Yes.
If you give a man free sex and you marry him. The first day you're late coming home, he says, who is he? Because you went to bed with him, he thinks you're going to bed with somebody else.
Wow, that's so confusing. But then men are also looking for sexual...
Just because they ask doesn't mean they want you to say yes.
But they just ask...
Men will hold it against you if you're slutty and cheap. They
yeah,
know
then
they're
you
not
get
supposed to get free sex.
Before, thanks to you.
Yeah, and then you get the reputation as merry-go-round with everyone.
Oh, God,
is this
yeah.
Seattle?
No.
Is this Seattle?
This
Hi,
is,
Seattle.
Yeah.
Hi, Seattle. Now, you know, you gotta, I understand, you know, you're making your thing and you're advertising yourself and that's awesome, but you gotta watch your words on that, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What
sure.
question do you want to ask?
That's it. That was it. I'm done. Thank you.
So what are you going to do? Free sex or not?
No, I'm not going to have to sex with anyone. Absolutely not. But, well, I was just so confused. Maybe they weren't expecting me to say yes, because all they did, they just asked, let's go for dinner. And I said, sure.
They beg for sex they know they shouldn't get.
Mm. Oh,
and they ultimately, what?
I see. I understand.
Well, I'm just telling you what I know.
So, I'm... With men, you know,
playing with vagina is mirroring virtue, but men need sensual and sexual environment at home, so why wouldn't they be interested in someone sexual? Or is it just a fascinating course that you have to watch out for?
What it is that men are extremely territorial. Please read the book Dangerous Passions by David Buck. Men are extremely territorial, more than women. We let them screw around on us more than they let us screw around on them. So they beg us for cheap sex. We give it to them, and then they get mad at us for giving them cheap sex.
Yeah, they're disappointed, right, Dr. Allen? They're disappointed because they want virtue. Even if they want sex, they still want virtue.
No, they think they want virtue, but on a hot night with a hard dick, they want in.
Yeah.
And then they
have
prices of
phone,
or how does that work?
One more time, caller, okay. I didn't catch that.
So let's say they just a hypothetical situation. Let's a guy likes a girl. A few weeks ago, you know, they date for a few weeks. He wants sex. She gives it to him, and then the next day he feels bad. Or how does it work? Because I'm not really.
I'm telling you, please don't let his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina, unless you both want monogamy. Sexually and socially, and you both want to see each other regularly, once a week, once a month, whatever, and you both know that you want either to be respected, cherished, or cherished, respected. Do you want to be cherished or respected predominantly?
Cherished.
Well, then you have to respect him enough to require him to be virtuous. There's a wonderful book, and it's called The Evolution of Desire by David Buss, and it's about falling in love.
Okay.
See, we women think. What?
Uh-huh. No, I said I'm.
We women think that we nurse them sexually and they appreciate it. They do while they're doing it, and as soon as they're done doing it, they're mad.
I get it. I mean, I don't, it's bizarre, but I totally get it.
Well, all I can tell you, two men, two women, are two equal. So if you want to be cherished, you have to be with the man that you respect because he cherishes you, and then you cherish him, respect him back.
Yeah, that's the plan that I'm looking for.
Well,
okay.
Then hold out for it.
And keep us updated.
Oh, I will. I will definitely do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I want to remind everybody that we are back in Orange County on Monday, August 1st, for the show. And, of course, we'll be in Culver City in August as well. I want to remind you all of that. And let's see if our switchboard's got some more calls for us. Hey, switchboard, we got more calls. All right, let's see what he does to say here. Yeah, it looks like he's calling, making another call. Hey, is that a caller on the air? Caller, are you there on the air with us?
Hello?
Hi, got a question for Dr. Allen? You're live.
I do. Oh, my goodness, I've been chomping at the bit. Okay, so I am 37, and a 47-year-old man is dating me. We broke up about 9 months ago. He cheated, and we've been dating now for the past 2 months. He's a natural man.
absolutely. I was having some trouble last night with following leadership, and I just kind of wanted you to teach me a lesson. He told me that he wants to get me like some cookbooks that I needed to improve my cooking skill. And I felt embarrassed and offended. And he ended
Why,
up going
you don't
home.
Want to marry him?
I do. And in hindsight, I was thinking of you, and I'm thinking, I have to follow his leadership. If he wants me to get cookbooks, then I need to do that, right? Not be offended, but, like, comply.
Well, it depends on whether you want that. You have the right to say no.
Mm-hmm. I do have the right to say no.
There's a book,
but...
and it's called The Five Languages of Love. Each of us likes certain strokes. Some of us like to be given gifts. Some of us like to have affirmations. Some of us like to be led. Some of us like to lead. We all have our own style of stroke. And the book is The Five Languages of Love. So you don't like to cook?
You know, I was scripted to make it fast and quick and just get it on the table. That's how my mom raised me. She's
All
single
right.
mom.
So your mom was
a man
and wants you to
yeah.
be a man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so my dinners
then
are
be a man.
Fast. And I don't want to be a man. That's totally what that is. Yeah. So I made an amends this morning. I called him. And I explained to him exactly that. I said, you know what, you know, my script is my mom, and that's how she raised me. And I said, I felt offended and embarrassed. And I said, you know, I process what you're asking of me, and, you know, I'll do it. And he was happy, you know, but I just wanted to make sure that I did the right thing by calling him and making an amends versus waiting for him to reach out to me.
That wasn't a big mistake, because what you were doing is saying, I jumped the gun. I would really not mind learning to cook.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're lying about that, that's going to bite you on the bun. Because
now, it will.
If you don't like doing it, you're going to resent him.
Yeah. No, I think I'll like doing it. I just, it's not my experience. You know what I mean? But I do think that,
well, your
that
mother
I'll enjoy
didn't
it.
Do it.
I have to
she,
learn how. Yeah. No, she didn't do it at all.
Well, remember, your mother is your role model. Your father is your umbrella. So your mother, is your mother with your father?
No, my father died when I was young. I was about 8 years old. He died from drunk driving. And I only knew him for a couple months. Beforehand.
Okay. So I hate to say it, but it doesn't sound like he got his needs met and your mother didn't get her needs met.
Correct.
So I recommend you do what feels good for you.
Okay. All right. That's what I needed.
But all look right. at the book. Five Languages of Love.
Oh, I've read it, and we talked about it. That's what I meant to say. And he's acts of service, and he's very much acts of service. He likes to do for me, and he, you know, pays for everything, but he likes to do, and that's what he was saying. He's like, I'm acts of service. I, you know, you want to get to my heart? Do for me. Cook for me with love. And we talked
well,
about that. So you validated that so much because we talked about it.
But if he's not the man you respect enough to cook for, it isn't going to work.
Yeah, he is. He is. He's worth it. I don't want to lose him because this is my first time being a girl, and I'm really, really working hard at it. And it feels good, and I'm going with it. But sometimes I just kind of need some reminders. So thank you so much for calling me tonight.
Okay.
Thanks, caller.
You bet.
Well, that's pretty amazing, Dr. Allen. I love that one. I love that. Your father's your umbrella. Pretty great.
Yep.
Let's see what we've got shaking here with our switchboard. Hey, switchboard, what's happening? We got another caller coming? Yep. Adding a call right now. Perfect. Okay. Hey, caller,
what
are you on the
it?
Air with us? Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Hi.
Okay, great, great.
Great. Dr. Pat, I'm calling because
yes?
I was recently dating someone extremely special.
In what way?
He found a way to find me through a mutual friend, and he like set up a dinner, and just the way he found me was very, I guess I would say, romantic.
I got it.
Yeah, it felt very like how do you say, like, you know, old school. Like, it wasn't through an
app.
It wasn't. Anyways, so I went to dinner.
Did he pick you with his eyes or with his ears?
He saw me in a car like a year ago with a friend in common, and since then he just found a way.
So he picked you with his eyes?
Yeah, with his
How
eyes.
How did you pick him? Eyes or ears?
Eyes as well.
You picked him for your eyes as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you
had intercourse
with him?
But like, let me, I'm just going to, before I explain. So I started dating him. He was very, seemed head over heels. After about like 2-3 weeks, I asked if, you know, if we were going to be exclusive, and like, because I didn't want to sleep with anyone else. So he said, of course. So then I had sex with him. Then I had an aunt that raised me, passed away, and I'm from Colombia. So he went with me to the funeral. He's like, I'm coming with you. So I allowed him to come with me, and it was intense and probably too soon. But then we got back, and then we continued to date. But then all of a sudden, he started getting a little cold, and I didn't confront him or anything. I just said, is there anything wrong? I just want to know if you're upset about anything, because I want to make sure I didn't say or do anything to disrespect him. And he said, I'm just
okay.
I'm not ready to dive into a serious relationship. I'm not ready to dive into a serious relationship.
But you didn't give him intercourse.
I did. Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
And did he say he was monogamous, continuous, and long-term?
No, he didn't say anything about long-term. I didn't ask anything about long-term. But he did said he was monogamous.
Okay. So you took him on a minor contract. Are you still dating him?
No. So he said he wasn't ready to dive into anything serious, and then stopped contacting me, and less and less. And I haven't heard from him in 2 weeks. He went out of town.
I got news for you. He's got,
yeah,
you know, four more. He's got weeks to go.
He's also extremely wealthy, and young. So, I mean,
are you willing not to have intercourse with him, oral, anal, or vaginal, until he's ready to be monogamous, continue, and start building a marriage?
Right.
Do you want to be a free wife?
No, I don't. I don't.
Then don't be giving away yourself sexually.
Yeah.
I wouldn't dump him if I were you.
But I'm not dumping him. I haven't heard from him in 2 weeks, and I'm not contacting him because I'm not going to do that.
He's got
no
four
reason.
More weeks. He's got 6 weeks, 8 weeks to decide to go with you.
So he would just, pull out of the woodwork, like, hey, I'm alive. Like,
I mean,
he's not going to report in like you're his mother. When he's ready to build something, you'll hear from him. When he's not ready to build something, you won't hear from him.
So what do I do when I hear from him? Just not sleep with him?
Just date him casually. Don't date him seriously.
Okay. I hope he comes back. He was really wonderful.
I appreciate that, except that he can't marry you if you're not virtuous.
I'm pretty virtuous.
That's monogamy, continuity, and longevity.
Yeah, that I wasn't.
Well, okay.
I'll do that. Yeah.
But be his
friend. All
right,
caller. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Caller. We got a lot of talking about virtue tonight. Really cool.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
let's see.
Right.
Hey, Switchboard, do we have time for one more now? And see what the switchboard is talking to me and having to say now. Okay, well, we're about out of time anyway, and I wanted to just say this. Dr. Allen has some amazing classes. You can find those on wantistore.com. If you want to find out about our show, you're going to go to www.drpatallen.com. And Dr. Allen, real quick, what do you have coming up this weekend?
I have Getting to I Do, then I have Life Script.
Amazing. And by the way, everybody, if you want to do your Life Script, Dr. Allen does those over the phone. You're going to contact info@drpatallen.com to find out about that. You can also get the phone number to call in off of our website, www.drpatallen.com. To find out about that. Also, we mentioned earlier about dreams. We don't do dreams over the phone. They're very personal, and they're very complicated. It takes Dr. Allen some time to do that, so we don't do it over the phone on our radio show, but we do it over the phone in private appointments, and we also have classes. Find out about those classes at wantistore.com. Dr. Allen, before we go, what you got to say?
The only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? What do I have that I don't want? Followed by action or inaction to get it or get rid of it.
Awesome. Thanks so much, everybody. We're so glad you tuned in. We hope you'll be back with us next week. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.